The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here to hang out with us. I don't think we made enough of the win by Texas A&M. And I know I certainly don't want to pounce on the Longhorns, but they just don't look good. They don't look like a good football team. I'll tell you this. They're in every game, and they don't give up. I will say that. But
Texas Tech and TCU.
Yeah. And unless they lose that game. It's not a good Oklahoma team.
Getting fired? I think Herman is safe until next year, unless these all go sideways.
Well,
I think Eubon Meyer is the guy I want.
Well, he's already pulled the let me switch out my coordinator card. These are two new coordinators.
He's already used that.
Yeah, he used that in this offseason. So you can't go, we'll get it fixed with coordinators if it still keeps going poorly.
Well, yeah. I mean, yes. We're going to do everything different around here except me. That's what, you know what?
I'm the only one that's not a problem.
I'm the only thing. Yeah. Well, I got to get rid of these guys. Now we're going to be really, really good, everybody.
Yeah, get rid of these losers.
He's got football players. He's got pedigree. I don't know that he's developing them.
Well, I mean, there's not a bunch of big-time draft prospects from there right now.
No. No, well, that's development, isn't it? Because he has gotten his recruiting.
Well, Colin Johnson,
his recruiting ranks
yesterday.
Have been up there, yeah. with everybody's.
Yeah, they had, especially their secondary.
Yep.
I mean, their secondary was, they had a secondary full of 4 and 5 stars. So, I don't know. I think Herman will get another year. But he needs a big time signature win like Jimbo really needed that.
Yes,
Jimbo really needed that.
Well, what big time win can you get now in the Big 12? What's a big time win? Iowa State,
Oklahoma State.
No, yeah. It was Oklahoma.
Yeah. Well, no, and Oklahoma's not very good.
Well,
no.
Oklahoma winning that rivalry will always matter. Win that rivalry game will always matter. But as far as on the national scale this year, beating Oklahoma State would help.
Oklahoma State would help, and Iowa State would help now. Well, Iowa State, after their rough start, is 3-0.
I think Texas needs to run the table. I really do. I think they basically just need to run
the table.
Well,
not to keep his job.
Probably not, but
7-3, he keeps his job.
Making the Big 12
title. Longhorns are not going to be very happy.
No, they're not going to be happy, but he's not going to fire him with 7-3. No way. No way.
Who are those wins against?
Well, Oklahoma State's going to be one. Iowa State would be one.
UTEP.
Kansas
Tech,
Kansas State, right?
Kansas,
who's pretty good.
Yep.
And by the way, TCU lost this on Saturday, so I mean, that makes the loss look even worse.
Even worse
when you lose to 1-3. TCU 1-3 or 1-2?
Honestly, if you had to bet money on it right now, is the Pac-12 better than the Big 12?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oregon's,
and they're not even playing.
Well, Oregon has lost a lot of contributors, guys who've opted out, but USC hasn't had the same issue. I wonder about Oregon's depth because they've lost two top DBs, opted out.
They're a top 10 team right now, at least.
Well, that going into the year, yeah. But we haven't seen them play. Penei Sewell opted out. And also, who's their a quarterback is a transfer, I believe. So they have some questions.
Sewell is a really big time.
They've lost some big time talent, like day one or two picks have opted out for them. So we'll see what they look like coming up. But USC hasn't had the same problems. Kenon Slovis is back. So probably so. Arizona State, Jaden Daniels down there. Washington, we'll see what they look like with the new head coach, former DC of them, for them, Jimmy Lake. Pac-12 is probably better than the Big 12. As much as Pac-12 has been maligned for not playing football and starting late, can they get a team into the playoff? If one of the teams goes undefeated and they get all their games in at 7-0, you're gonna tell me the Big 12 is that much better? I don't think so.
No,
you think the Big 12 is that much more deserving? I guess Oklahoma State if they run the table, but I don't see any team running the table in the Big 12. We'll see. Oklahoma State plays defense at least.
They do play defense, and no, I've got them. I kind of hoping they do. And watching that game,
yeah.
I'm telling you, Those two teams on Saturday were not Oklahoma and Texas. No. They're not very good.
No. But to the Aggies, as you brought up, there was a turning point in that game. The Aggies came out after being down 21-17 at the half because Jimbo, Coach Fisher botched the end of that first half, his calling timeouts.
What's the deal with the timeouts?
He's not good. A lot of it has to do with the fact that he's always running through that play sheet trying to get the perfect play. It just takes forever to get a play in. You even see Kellen Mond looking up at the clock. Come on, let's go.
Well, didn't he come out of a kickoff and call a timeout?
Yeah, that's been a thing because he's going through the play sheet trying to get the perfect play. It's been a thing for him. But turning point in that game, they're down 21-17. First drive of the second half for them, I believe, Spiller rips off a run that gets them a first down. And like a 12-yard gain. Then he throws the ball three straight times. They have to punt the ball back. Florida gets it, goes down and scores. And then Jimbo realized, wait a minute, they can't stop us from running the football. So they just kept running and running and running. Eventually, they opened up some stuff late. Kellen Mond made a throw. But once he realized that they're really soft in the middle, they're not going to stop us, that got that second half going for them. And even after fumbling and setting up Florida to take the lead, they come back and score, then get their own fumble recovery to win the game. It was a big win.
Well, and how about they got it with 3:47 left?
Yeah, and milked the clock all the
way
down.
And milked it all the way.
Yeah.
How about 12 of 15 on third down?
Kellen Mond was on point. They ran the ball.
Does it get any bigger?
Not a lot of bad situations, like third and longs and stuff.
Time of possession, they killed them.
Yeah.
Over 11 minutes more.
It's big for them. Big for that game, particularly because he knows that defense is not good, and they found a way to control the ball and limit possessions, and they got the big turnover. After giving one up themselves, they got a turnover because Florida was probably going to go down and score. That's what it looked like. They have Davis, their running back, got stripped of a ball, like just a play after or so. They left him alone in the flat. He had like a 20-yard reception or so to get that drive started. He fumbled the football. They recovered it. I think Buddy Johnson forced a fumble, one of their linebackers. And I won't call it a program-changing win, but it's certainly something where you call it proof of concept. Jimbo can tell people, see?
Yep.
This is what I'm talking about. This is what we can do here. And that's a top-five win, his first top-five win since he's been there.
Oh, by the way, it was over 9 minutes of possession difference, but 34 to 25. And did you see, listen, Spiller is unbelievable. Anais Smith, he's a huge part of the game. There was no indication that Caleb Chapman was going to have that kind of game.
No,
he had one catch the week before, last week.
And against what has been proven to not be a very good Alabama defense, apparently, at least not yet. Although Ole Miss is scoring and putting up points on everybody. But the week before, their wide receivers didn't do much, and they didn't run the ball, clearly not the way they did on Saturday. I mean, Florida's not great defensively, but it doesn't matter for A&M. The number next to Florida was number four team in the country, and they exploited Florida's weaknesses on defense, and they got the most important stop of the game and forced a turnover. And I don't know where the Aggies go from here, but the schedule all of a sudden looks a little easier. Saw Auburn struggling with Arkansas.
Hey, and Arkansas, I'm going to tell you this. Arkansas is a pretty good football team.
That was a backwards pass.
Backwards pass.
Like, if you missed it, Arkansas took a lead, and Bo Nix is the Auburn quarterback, and he tries to spike a ball when he's under center. Auburn's rarely under center. He fumbles it.
Well, he bobbled the snap.
And it hit the ground, right?
And and so he picked it up, and he threw it down onto the ground, but he threw it backwards. Him
and backwards, which should have been a backwards pass.
Well, and then they ruled. So the refs blew the whistle. Arkansas came up with the ball.
Yeah.
Arkansas came up with the ball, but after the whistle blew, they said afterwards that once the whistle blows, there has to have been a clear and indisputable recovery of the football, so they couldn't give it to Arkansas because it actually didn't have. I think the running back actually gave up on it, but I think when he heard the whistle, and so it was recovered by Arkansas, but everybody gave up on the play, so that you couldn't give Arkansas the football. So by screwing it up and blowing the whistle, they actually killed the play, and Arkansas gets screwed.
Yeah, now Auburn was called for intentional grounding because once you bobble the ball, you can't just throw it into the ground for the stoppage of clock. So they got called for intentional grounding. The kicker still went on and made the kick. But Arkansas should probably be 2-1 in conference. And so the Auburn game looks a little easier for A&M. And the LSU game, LSU can't stop anybody.
Nobody.
And so
it's still a whole new team.
Yeah. We've talked about this, and we didn't understand why they were ranked so high to begin with. But it means going forward, now the Ole Miss game is scarier. So you have these trade-offs where that one looks like it could be 50-51, depending on who has the ball last.
And what the hell, Mississippi State? You put up 45 on LSU and you put up two last week?
Well, everyone has this looked at what Washington does to what Washington did to Washington State every year. Washington State will put up points and yards on everyone and they get to the Apple Cup and Washington will say, what, you're going to do this against us?
Two?
That's bad. But everyone but LSU, it's only two other teams, has decided, you know what, we're just not going to play press man. We're not going to let you one-on-one our corners. And they found a way to get stops because Leach ain't going to change what he's going to do. Sometimes you're going to have big nights, and other nights you're going to get shut down, and that's 2 weeks in a row for them.
Holy crap.
They scored 14 at home against Arkansas, which not as bad of a loss as it might have seemed, considering what Arkansas has done. And Kentucky got their first win of the year by allowing 2 points.
That is,
and how did they get it? Was it a safety?
It has to.
Yes. So they didn't actually score an offensive point.
No. They scored zero offensive points. And that's who Texas A&M has this week.
No. Don't. Oh, they have Mississippi State this week?
Yeah.
Don't let them. Don't back it up, though. Back up what you did on Saturday with the win.
KJ Costello now 6 touchdowns, 9 interceptions.
He threw 4 on Saturday.
Well, did he throw 4 against LSU or 5?
I think he threw, you said 9 picks, right?
He's got 9 picks. He threw 4 picks.
Yeah, I think he threw 3 against Arkansas, maybe 2 against LSU. Did he throw any interceptions against LSU?
He did. His game.
I think he did. Did he throw 2 or did he throw 1?
His game log is 4-3. He threw 2 against LSU.
He's gone.
5 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions, 0 touchdowns, 4 interceptions.
He's getting worse every week. From 2 picks to 3 picks to 4 picks.
623 yards to 313 yards to 232.
Yeah. Everybody else has decided, you know what we're not going to do? We're not going to do what LSU did and has worked. So another smack in the face of Bo Pelini's defense.
Holy crap.
Miss State and Kentucky can find ways to stop him, but you can't.
Do whatever Kentucky did. Do whatever Kentucky did. I want to talk about. I want to do whatever Scott McGrath does as far as killing bugs goes. We moved into a new place, and Scott McGrath is going to be there. And listen, the termite inspection, and he is unbelievable. So if you need a termite inspection, let my man Scott McGrath do that. He'll get there, schedule himself. Actually, he did it himself on our place. And who knows, he may do it on yours as well, because there are only so many guys that can actually do the termite inspection. So if you're looking for, well, in the best in service, I love, listen, when we had them, one of the things that I love most about it, when you were a kid and the bug guy came, man, your house smelled like, it's odorless, and yet it is perfect. And you're not going to have bugs. Look, you can't have bugs in your house. You got to have a pest control. You got to have somebody come and take care of the pests. And what you got to do is you got to call McGrath Pest Control, because they are awesome. You're looking for the, I'm telling you, you will love these guys. It's like, it's personalized. It's Houston people. You're going to love what Scott McGrath does, and keep the business right here, right? As opposed to, you know, sending it out to a national company, you keep the business right here in the city of Houston. McGrathPestControl.com. McGrathPestControl.com. Or you give them a call, 281-469-8240. Tell them you heard it right here.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it now.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 1020 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. You're more than welcome. LeBron is the champ. Congratulations, his fourth title. In 10 tries in the NBA Finals. He won it in a weird year. So much other stuff going on around him. Lakers were the best team, and they definitely deserve to be the champs. So Lakers are the champions. And your Texans got their win. The Astros are in the ALCS, lose game one. But let's go. Lance McCullers today against Charlie Morton. Who you got? Two heroes from 2017. Lance McCullers against the Yankees, and then Charlie Morton against the Dodgers, both with Game 7 performances. Who you got? And then we got NFL football tonight as well. What a great time.
Yeah, we talked about this when we found out the leagues are coming back, about what this time of the year would be like. Now, the NBA season ended in a Game 6, one game shorter than it could have been, at least for the final series. And then because of COVID, now we're getting football during NFL football on Tuesdays now. And we saw the list come out as far as the scheduling. You're seeing games moved around, teams' bye weeks being moved around. It's kind of crazy to be an NFL team and not know until, you know, kickoff that you're actually going to get to play. Like, actually play the game. We've seen college, that stuff has come down. I think the latest was what happened with Baylor and Dana. And by the way, Baylor shut down their football activities again. We were talking about Oklahoma State earlier. Oklahoma State's game against Baylor has now been scheduled for December 12th. That game was supposed to be played this week. Baylor had a game this Saturday, I think. No, they had a bye week this past Saturday. Their game against Oklahoma State, which was coming up, has been pushed back because Baylor can't get their stuff under control.
Yeah.
But Melvin Gordon tweeted out yesterday that, I know they're not going to cancel our game after having us practice all week. So you're having games canceled 24 hours before they're supposed to start sometimes.
Yep. Well, but, and the Patriots have screwed it all up, and the Titans have screwed it all up. Apparently Cam's dad says he's feeling good and he's ready to come back.
That's fine, but you can't come back until 14 days after. 14 days, was it?
October 2nd.
He tested positive October 2nd.
Yep.
So how many days does the NFL require of a negative test before you can come back?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what their policy is.
He can feel good, but, well, your team has already lost the game because you weren't available. Might not be the only reason, but one of them. And who knows when you're going to be eligible to play again.
What did you think about Deshaun? He talked about positivity and fun. JJ was talking about how much fun they had.
Yeah, I heard that. Everyone's having so much fun. It's so much fun now for the Texans.
Well, isn't it that, you know, you get rid of that. Honestly, it was a cloud, and you get rid of that negativity, and you get rid of the dictator, and you get rid of, and it just seems like there's a different vibe. I don't attribute that to the Jags aren't as good as the Texans.
No,
they're just not. I don't attribute that to the win. You played better football, but I would imagine you would have beat the Jags even with Bill O'Brien there.
Yeah, I mean, as much as the last game got him fired, it's not like you weren't on the verge of possibly tying the game against Minnesota. You were in the Steeler game, not so much the Ravens and the Chiefs. So you've been in your previous two ball games. So yeah, you're probably going to beat the Jags. If I was able to ask the question, I don't know if it has been asked, I'd ask, did you guys always feel like you weren't having fun, or did the fun stop when you stopped winning games? Now, I know, I'm not saying Bill O'Brien wasn't a tyrant beforehand, but all this fun you're now having, yeah. Were you having fun last year when you were winning football games? Because I think it's a case of, all right, not only is Bill O'Brien a giant pain, and now we're losing. So it sucks now. But I don't remember all this. It's a grind, man. We're not having any fun. Last year, when you were playing better and winning games.
That is a good question. Because I go back to Paul George. Well, I was depressed. Well, you were depressed because you were playing like crap.
And people were pointing it out over and over again.
Yeah. And you were at times a laughing stock. And, by the way, that'll make you depressed. Or was it you had some kind of depression because of COVID? I don't know. Because you were quarantined or whatever.
Possibly, who knows.
Were the Texans, what was their mindset when they were reeling off 9 straight wins 2 years ago?
Yeah, or even last year.
When
you win double digits again. How much fun was it? Was it a grind to go in every day because Bill O'Brien was there? I got a feeling Bill O'Brien's demeanor plus being 0-4 was the last straw.
But I don't want, look,
they can sell, we're having fun again, that's fine. You could seem to having a lot of fun with your rock boys and dressing up last year because you were winning games.
Look, you were all playing guitar all the time. Isn't that fun?
Winning cures a lot. You know what we wouldn't have been talking about yesterday if Gardner Minshew threw for 350 yards? We wouldn't have been talking about how much fun they're having.
If Robinson ran for 180 on you again.
So you played a worse team, and it was fun out there because you got to win. Lose on Sunday? Not so much fun.
Yeah. I don't know. This is all code words, I think, for... I don't even know if it's code words.
I think they're pretty clear.
I think it's pretty clear that they're all pretty happy that Bill O'Brien is...
Yeah, I'm not going to deny that there probably is some joy that overbearing figure is not there. But you're selling the fun thing a little hard for me.
Yeah.
Losing sucks. Doesn't matter what your coach is. You're not going to be having fun going 0-4. You could have Pete Carroll, who, from all accounts, unless you're Earl Thomas, is a player's guy. It ain't fun when you're losing. Win two more games. You're going to have a lot more fun.
Yep. Win this week and then beat Green Bay and see how much fun you're having.
Fine. Like I said, you can let us know that Bill O'Brien's was awful. But you're selling it too hard. That's all.
You think they... Because
Deshaun last week was talking about how you're not going to take my joy away.
Nope. No, but his joy seemed to have been... taken away.
Yeah.
All right, 1028, ESPN 97.5. You know what? I my joy is never taken away because I've always got my cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It was the official beer of watching NFL football yesterday. That was what it was. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Man, I was climbing on, brother. I climbed on all weekend long, and I had myself a great time. If you're looking for a Texas chill, you got it. You got that 12 ounces. You got that 16 ounces. You got 144 ounces of Texas chill. When you're sitting with your boys and you're playing and you're, oh, I was yesterday dominating gin rummy against my boy. He wasn't drinking at all, but I was having cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Lights and just dominating. It's the official beer of dominating your buddies in whatever you do. There will be golf today. You think that there's going to be some Coors Light, there's going to be some Texas chill? Absolutely. All you got to do is pick up whatever it is that you like. You like those brown bottles. You like the cans because they all got the Blue Mountains Coors Light. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
So, one of the headlines today is that Cal McNair has hired a search firm, Korn Ferry. The unfortunate part is that is the people that Korn Ferry has found for jobs. Holy crap. There's one. Masai Ujiri, one, the Raptors GM, one that they have found that you go, wow, that's a good hire. The rest are all crap.
And not just, oh, that guy was average. We're talking about failures.
No, like Brady Hoke failure. Like, I mean, guy after guy. Charlie Weiss, wasn't he one of them? Was Charlie Weiss a guy?
I don't know. I have to look. Well, I think they would say, hey, how many division titles? By the way, the kicker is they also helped the Texans find Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, they found you. Now, again,
they would count that as a success.
I'm not going to rewrite history here. I thought Bill O'Brien was going to be a good hire.
And they would probably count it as a success.
Yeah.
Multiple division titles, a couple double-digit win seasons, a couple playoff wins.
Bill O'Brien is one of the best finds they ever have.
Yeah.
They've ever had. That's right. So... and so that's one of their best that they can hang their hat on. Mm-hmm. After, of course, Masai Ujiri, because he is the best GM in basketball.
Watch yourself. Pat Riley still exists.
Slow down.
Watch yourself.
Yeah. Slow your roll.
You slow.
So listen, this is kind of, it's a little bit scary, a little bit. That these are the guys that are going to find the new GM. Now we'll see, but it's better though than Jack Easterby making the decision, right?
Well, they are going to find the GM, at least help as a consulting firm. But Jack Easterby and Cal are still going to make the decision on who they hire.
Yeah,
Korn Ferry will provide candidates and say, hey, this guy fits your organizational structure. Seems like it'd be a right fit, but the final decision makers are still the guys we're most worried about.
Yeah, I think you're right. Now, well, whoever it is and they interview, it's got to be aligned with Jack.
Yes.
Right?
And speak Jack's language.
Yeah, listen, if you walk in there and go, listen now, Jack, listen, we do it my way. This is what we're going to do. And that, you know what? Oh, you're going to take care of the religious part or whatever, the preaching part.
Jack, I don't even know what you do, but yeah. Just do that.
Yeah. Then guess what? You're not. You can't get the job because you're too stupid to get the job.
Yeah, that's a dumb approach for any job.
What you got to do is walk in and just kiss Jack's ass the whole time.
Yeah, see, and have a clear line of who does what, who controls what. Because if a GM walks in there, and the minute there's actually personnel decisions to make, you have to talk to Jack about it.
Mm.
I feel like that could be a problem, because if what we're told is true, and you said it, Lance has said it, football people around the league don't respect Jack Easterby as a football guy. So what football guy is going to, once you get through the interview process and get the job, going to want Jack Easterby chiming in on players? What football guy is going to like that? Like, we have it on a lesser extent. Well, our guy, AJ, don't tell me how to do my show. When people say, hey, AJ, you should do this, he goes, no, we do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't think that's going to be a thing?
Oh, it's absolutely going to be an issue. I mean, he didn't. Well, it took Jack to get him the job, because he wouldn't get the job unless Jack approved it. But having to go through Jack for football decisions, whoever comes in here is not going to have that kind of experience ever, because there is no situation where you have to go through the team chaplain to make football decisions.
Executive vice president.
the team chaplain to make football decisions.
Now you're being disrespectful.
That's not disrespectful.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
The title is executive vice president. You're not answering to the team chaplain anymore. I don't know if you heard, Jack don't shine shoes no more.
Jack still talks about God, okay.
Well, yeah, but he's not the team chaplain.
All right.
If he's hiring GMs, he's the executive vice president, and you have to – that's a needle – ooh, that's going to be a hard needle to thread because you have to get a football guy who understands – that this is a guy who hired you, but you also have to find a guy who Jack Easterby doesn't want to interfere with, won't interfere with when it comes to football stuff. You know how hard that's going to be.
We ain't making decisions in the Texans organization without Jack being on board. Okay.
Well, he can be on board.
Well, by the way, Jack was on board on all these Brandon Cooks and Randall Cobb and Laramie Tunsil and yeah.
Sources close to me told me that that was all Bill
O'Brien
stuff.
Because there's receipts.
That's all Bill O'Brien
stuff. There's people that were there that heard him say it.
That's who are these people, John?
Well, one of them was Cal McNair because Jack was making the argument for these things with Cal McNair. And Cal McNair knows that these things happen.
Nah, that's just all rumor and innuendo. Jack was not involved in all those bad decisions. Good luck to you and the Texans. Let's finding the right guy, and by right guy, I mean good football guy, that is going to want to listen and take input from Jack Easterby and not have Jack Easterby have the final say on things.
Good luck with that.
Whew. I hope for the Texans' sake that the football guy they hire has complete control.
And he's going to be going to general manager meetings and whatnot, and everybody around him is going to go, dude, what the hell is going on there?
Yeah. Now, I guess Jack Easterby was a culture coach. That was part of his deal to build the right culture.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you be the executive vice president of culture. That's your lane. And let the football guy be in his lane. Maybe you got a shot to do some good things, but I don't see it going that way. If you got an answer to him about football stuff, good luck.
No. DH says, and Buddy says, what about the GM that just got fired by Atlanta? No,
Dimitri.
He just got fired. No.
Yeah, he was there a long time, built the Super Bowl team, but it's fallen apart since.
Yep. And well, they do have talent though. I will say that.
I don't know if you. Can a team recover from that type of loss?
Well,
maybe it just takes a complete rebuild. The team is too fractured and damaged after something like that to come back.
If I'm Dimitrov, I go, I'm not the one that threw the ball up 28-3.
That guy's in San Francisco
right
now.
All the pieces. We were up 28-3 on New England.
I built a team good enough to get up four scores in New England.
Yeah. And you're going to blame me? And you're blaming me?
I was talking about kind of joking about culture coach for Jack Easterby, but that's a franchise that might just be broken. That particular loss broke everyone. And how do you recover? Has Matt Ryan been the same?
No. I can tell you, he sucks this year. He had a great first week, and he sucks ever since.
Yeah, maybe you need to start fresh.
No, I'm going to start fresh
with
the new
quarterback. I don't care about your fantasy team, John.
What are you talking about? Maybe everybody cares about my fantasy team.
No, they don't. Now you've gotten rid of... You gotten rid of Dimitrov and Quinn. You're 0-5. You know who would be a nice way to restart? Trevor Lawrence. Maybe you say, hey Matt, when's the trade deadline? Is it November 3rd?
You ain't getting Trevor Lawrence, brother.
No, if you trade Matt Ryan, you have a real shot at the number one pick overall.
Oh,
the Falcons.
That is true.
Maybe you say, who's looking for a quarterback right now? The Cowboys?
Who wants one? Come get one.
Could you tip Jerry into, I know you have Andy Dalton. Could you tip Jerry into giving you like a second or a third for Matt Ryan? Actually, no, because Dak's on a 1-year deal, right? So they don't have any money tied into Dak.
Ooh, that's interesting. Very interesting. So bring Matt Ryan in?
I don't know. And I don't know. Matt Ryan may be under contract, so you don't have to negotiate a new deal for him.
What would you give up for Matt Ryan right now?
If you're the Cowboys, could the Falcons get a second out of the Cowboys for Matt Ryan?
Wow.
Hi, I'm just an idea.
The Falcons got 2 seconds for Matt Schaub.
Well, That's a long. Well, that's the Texans doing. But, you can't take any. You can't take any.
Well, that was
cue
before Bill O'Brien.
True. By the way, even still, they're making moves like that. They still traded for Philip Buchanan, and he wasn't there. So that's a Texans thing. Matt Ryan is under contract through 2023, but you can get out at 2022. So you can have him under contract for a year next year at $23 million, which is far less than you'd be paying Dak. So it all depends. Matt Ryan's 35, so he's older. But if you don't think Dak's your guy, unless you don't want to commit to him long term, you can have Matt Ryan for a couple years. And if you're the Falcons, I'd be like, who wants him?
Anybody?
Now, they don't have a GM right now.
They'd probably want more than a second for him, though.
Who cares? I'm Arthur Blank. Arthur Blank, you don't have a GM, but you know, let's restart your franchise with Trevor Lawrence, who's a Georgia kid.
Oof.
Just saying. Make a move, Falcons. Because Matt Ryan's good enough to win you a couple games. Somehow, some way. And Dan Quinn's no longer around to blow leads.
Who are the other winless teams right now?
The Jets, who are really bad.
Ooh.
The Giants.
It's going to be hard to pass the Jets.
Well, that's why you have to trade Matt Ryan and put Matt Schaub
even
in the game.
Still,
and by the way, who's their backup quarterback?
Even still, the Jets schedule playing all NFC East teams?
AFC East teams.
The Jets schedule, oh, that's right, AFC.
Well, right now, Tankathon, 0-5, Giants 0-5, Atlanta 0-5, Jets. Currently, the Jets have the toughest schedule. And at 0-5, so it hurts them in the draft.
Oh, really? So they're third?
Yeah, the Giants had the weakest schedule of the 0-5 team, so they're number one.
Atlanta's the Giants should win a game.
Yeah, the Eagles and the Redskins are in the division. They can find a way.
Yeah.
Atlanta has the Bucks, the Panthers, and the Saints. They could go 0-4 in the division. I'm just saying, restart that franchise, trade Matt Ryan to someone, and draft Trevor Lawrence if
By
you
the
can.
Time it's said and done, though, won't the Jets schedule be easier?
Well, I don't know. Are they play the Dolphins this week? Are they going to get a win in Miami with their backup quarterback?
No. With Flacco? Mm-mm-mm.
See, I'm telling you, the Falcons better make a move right now because they're in line to get Trevor Lawrence. Trade Matt Ryan a quarterback desperate team. Like the Cowboys. Although Jerry may love him some Andy Dalton for whatever reason.
I don't know why he would do that. I have no idea why. Well, Andy didn't play poorly.
Okay.
He didn't play poorly.
He played okay. He's been to playoffs, and he's a Texas guy. That might help him stay around.
Ian says, Dallas needs Darnold. He's the best QB in the league. He's a Jets fan.
Mm-hmm.
He'd like to see Joe Flacco and get that number one pick.
Trevor Lawrence for him,
He'll tank for Trevor.
Well, you better fire Adam Gase first because Trevor Lawrence ain't being successful there either if Adam Gase is there. Maybe don't fire.
Well, you keep Adam Gase this year to lose all the games.
Oh, I know.
And then you get a new coach.
Yeah, but if you draft Trevor Lawrence, but Adam Gase should be fired week 17.
Right. No. There's no question. No question. All right. 1044 ESPN 97.5 News of the Word coming your way next. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
Houston is all systems go. We love our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State. We're Texas proud and we shout it loud. Our brand of baseball is great.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
What about it, baby? 3:07 today. I got to play in a golf tournament, Dan Pastorini's golf tournament today, so I'm going to have to watch it. I'm going to have to record it and watch the whole thing.
Oh, that's tough for you.
Yeah. No. That's it. No one said it's going to be easy. Hey, listen, everybody's got their cross to bear, okay?
The burden on your shoulders, amazing.
It is. No, I know that. Okay, you don't have to point it out to everyone.
Would you want me to call you hero, or is that too much?
No, hero's fine.
Okay.
Hero's fine.
All right.
If you do heroic things, then you're a hero.
I feel like you'd be Homelander if you had superpowers.
I don't even know what that is.
You didn't see? You don't watch The Boys?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I got a couple episodes.
Let's just say he is a sociopath.
He is? Oh, I like him already.
Yeah, you would definitely be taking advantage of your powers in a not so great for humanity type of way.
Yeah. Did you hear about the the new bar exam, apparently you can't you can't stop it. You can't leave your the desk or the computer. There was one guy who peed his pants during the bar exam because they won't let you. There's no break. There's no break in it. Well, a woman in Chicago, well, apparently she gave birth during the test.
Ooh.
Yeah. A Loyola University graduate took part of her bar exam while in labor, gave birth, and then finished her test. She was pregnant. She was, Brianna Hill knew she'd be pregnant while taking her final test toward becoming a lawyer. But when the coronavirus pandemic changed the timing, she suddenly realized how pregnant she would be. It was supposed to be in July. Apparently, she said, you know what? What do you name the baby now? Perry Mason? What do you name the baby? Lawyer Malloy?
If you like football and lawyers at the same
yeah.
time.
I mean, you got to name it something. Bar. Isn't there a bar?
There's a bar Raffaele.
Raffaele?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bar? Exam?
Do you want to be that on the nose with your child's name?
Well, hey, I gave birth.
How about plaintiff?
Plaintiff?
Yeah.
Is the plaintiff?
Is the one who brings the lawsuit.
Right. You want to be the plaintiff.
You don't want to be the defendant. No.
You want to be the... Right, you want to be the plaintiff.
What other, like, we know some kids get named after cars. That's been a thing, or the month or months of the year. What's the best name you can name your kid that has something to do with being a lawyer? I think Bar has already been established. You can name your kid Bar. That's happening.
Look at the example right there.
It's a good one. That might be the best. I'm trying to think. Objection's not great.
No.
Sustained. No, not great.
Yeah.
Of the one word terms, I think bar is pretty good. What was your or lawyer? You could call a kid lawyer.
Lawyer.
Kids are named lawyer. You can do that too.
Kids are named lawyer. Well, apparently Lindsey Graham says you can come to the state. Black people can go anywhere in South Carolina if they're conservative.
He did not have a good couple days because he had a debate against the Democratic challenger, and he resoundingly, I guess a lot of people said he lost that one. And that one, that particular line is not great either. You can come down here.
Yeah.
As long as you're one of us.
African Americans and immigrants are welcome to go anywhere in South Carolina as long as you are conservative.
I got to find it. Did he say that jokingly? Because off rip, just the words itself sounds really bad. As long as you don't get out of line, you can walk around South Carolina freely.
As long as you're not one of them liberals.
Do you think Lindsey Graham has ever used the word uppity before?
Oh, what? Lady, what is this?
What's his name? G.
Lady G?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Lady G has. This was a bad story. Hillsborough County, Florida. Apparently, a pedestrian was struck and killed by a car. Hillsborough deputies raced to the scene and ran over the body. They ran over the body, too. Yeah.
Well, we're for sure that the person in question was already deceased.
We're pretty sure.
Okay. There's no positive spin. I just hope the officers didn't contribute to the death by running the body over.
Yeah, we don't know that for sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would imagine that the coroner's going to say, yeah, he was already dead.
Oh, you mean the coroner who works for...
Yeah.
Is right. gonna, okay.
With the police every
yeah.
day.
Okay.
Pennsylvania men are trying to get out of prison, but they're having a hard time. Apparently, they had sex with horses, dogs, goats, and a cow. The judge says they need to stay caged.
Why do they have access to that many farm animals? Is there some work
release
program?
All three men lived in rundown campers on a farm near Munson, and the animals they sexually abused were their own.
Oh, so they did. That was what got them thrown into prison?
That abuse occurred for 4 or 5 years. Oof. It was uncovered when the teen they had helped them reported it to the authorities.
And
they look like they need to stay.
And now they want to be released?
Yeah, they want to be released now.
Well, you sexually assaulted farm animals. Yeah. You stay in prison.
Yeah.
No, you're not benefiting the world at all. There's no need for you.
Drain, Oregon, apparently they're having an issue. There's a topless bar in Drain that lost its liquor license over maskless faces. Do you think that you should, if you're at a topless bar, that you should have to wear a mask?
Honestly, I think you should.
When you don't have to wear anything else.
Oh, the entertainers weren't wearing masks.
Apparently.
Or was it the patrons?
During an initial inspector reveals a bartender not wearing a face mask. Bar stayed open past 10 p.m., and there were staff members not wearing face masks.
Oh, let's say it's not about the
staff members, of course, would be dancers.
Oh, okay. They are talking about the dancers.
Yeah.
Well, you can't. There's some joke about here about spray. If you can't, like, what body parts would cause corona besides the mouth and the face? I mean, the mouth and the nose. So I think the health inspector has a right idea. You can't give me corona from your nipple. Why does that have to be covered?
Well, yeah, but there's other stuff that you can spread. I'm pretty sure that's being spread around there.
See, I tried to avoid that terminology, but you wouldn't.
Yeah.
But you can't get corona from that, can you?
I don't think you get corona, but you get other stuff that's permanent.
Well, that is something you go into.
Sometimes corona goes away. Sometimes a lot of stuff there doesn't.
Like shoulder herpes?
Yeah, Lance's shoulder herpes.
But you go into.
I don't think he got it there.
No, you can go into a strip club and you can ascertain or kind of assess the risk. Okay, there's a chance if I do something I shouldn't, I may get something. But the corona is something you shouldn't have to take into account. Wear your mask.
Yeah.
Wear your mask, take your bra off. Okay.
Election officials are asking voters to stop disinfecting mail-in ballots. Apparently, they're coming in all wet and blurry because they're disinfecting them.
Some of us are just so stupid. Are
people too dumb to vote, honestly? Should we have mail-in votes? Because people are too
stupid. And it's not about voter fraud. It's about dumb.
Yeah. Well, it seems like everyone that they're putting there, they stamp spoiled over it. Those are all Trump votes. Wait a minute.
Is that true? No, you made that up. That's not in the article.
I kind of made it up.
You made that up.
I'm not making this up. If you want to save money every single month, Champion Energy. That's what I'm talking about. If you're looking for the best way to save every single month, go see my peeps at Champion Energy. All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560 and you will save money. I love it. But the first thing I did when we got the new house, okay, Champion, I got to get you guys in there, and I will save every single month. Champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5.